It's your Daily Scramble live on KX93.5. I'm Jason Feddy. Lots going on in town. The summer is here. The festivals are open. And, of course, we like to focus on one of the festivals every now and again. And Nancy Rue is here from the Art Fair. Hello, Nancy.
Good morning, sir. Good to see you again.
Very good. Very good. Very good. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful,
and
thanks.
How is it over there at the festival right now?
Oh, we are off to a great start. We've got all kinds of activities tied in with our 50 years of fine art. And real excited to be here to tell you about them.
50 years of fine art down there.
Absolutely. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. Are there people down there that have been around for a lot of, you know, most of those years?
There are several who've been here for 20, 25 years. Hey. Don't know that we have any of the original artists still with us today, but we've got a full house and lots of really great art to look at. So.
Not like the Sawdust. There's people at the Sawdust that are like, they're just alcohol sozzled. They're petrified. They've pickled themselves to the point where they're still there.
Good grief. Well, you know, once you get a love of art in the blood, it's hard to shake.
Right, no, that's very true.
Yeah.
So I should say that you're a photographer who makes very interesting works of art. You're not... They ain't portraits of your kids, these pictures.
No, it's kind of in a class all itself.
Yeah. Yeah, really interesting.
Thank you.
And beautiful, very colourful work. And there is some great art down there. I was down there myself on Sunday last week, on Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, that's right.
I played, you know, played guitar and sang. Mm-hmm. And there's great music coming up on the calendar. Lots of events, special events.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the live auction and wine thing that's coming up.
Oh, we are so excited. This Sunday, the 10th of July, we are having a live auction and wine tasting. The benefits are going to go to the students in the programs at Laguna College Art and Design. And the artists at Laguna Art Affair have donated pieces that are going to be going up for professional auction. For those who want to submit an absentee bid, they can go to the website, www.art-a-fair.com, and download the catalog. And last year's event was sensational, and we don't expect anything less for this year.
Really? So now, tell me about the wine. Is it free?
Oh, you know, I knew there was going to be one question I was not prepared to answer.
Because I'm just thinking about those people in the Sawdust. They're going to stagger over, aren't they? They hear this free wine. Okay,
that's
I'm just going to leave my booth for
the
a couple
magic
of hours.
Word. I can tell you that the wine is being provided by California Fruit Wine Company.
Okay,
and
cool.
They're offering a number of specialty wines, not just fruit of the vine, but other fruit wines as well. So I'm not sure about the cost, but I do know it's going to be exceptional.
Right, and they're going to auction off art, and that's cool too. Now, you've got your golden celebration, of course. Mm-hmm. You're 50 years old.
Yes.
There's a golden celebration and giveaway.
Oh, yes. On the 13th of August is the 50th day of our 50th year, and anybody who purchases up to $200 or more of artwork between now and August 13th will have their name submitted for the ultimate golden ticket. That's a $500 gift certificate to spend at Art Affair sometime during this season.
That's cool.
So anybody who's on the fence about buying artwork, this is the time. $200, that's such a wonderful investment in quality art that you're going to enjoy the rest of your life. And you get submitted for the drawing for a $500 gift certificate.
Yeah,
Wasn't that much better
great.
Than that?
And of course you're supporting artists and the work that they do.
Absolutely.
Which is so cool. Crucial, not just to our town, but to our world. Okay, so that's the Golden Celebration. That's August 13th, 5 tonight. Obviously, all of this information is available on your website, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So, and it's art-a-fair.com. So it's just Art Affair, but with two dashes in between those words. Right, another project going on here. Art is Timeless, which I mistakenly called Time is Artless before. But then again, time, when you get to my age, is rather graceless.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be celebrating with the other two festivals. That's nice that you're collaborating.
Yes.
In that way, it's a citywide event. What's going on there? Art is Timeless.
Well, a number of artists from all three shows have created one-of-a-kind unique clocks. And each of these clocks have been positioned somewhere within the city of Laguna Beach. So it's a bit of a game for visitors and residents and people who are enjoying Laguna Beach to find each one of these 50 clocks. And they are for sale, and proceeds from the sale will be donated to charity. So it's an excellent way to be able to get out and see artwork beyond the walls of the festivals. But of course, Our primary goal is to get people into the festivals and experience our artwork and purchase something that they'll love forever.
Right, and those that's a real collaboration between the artists from all three festivals.
Yes,
have made
isn't that
these
great?
Clocks. It's great when you guys get together and do things together. I'm really
Absolutely.
Impressed by that.
Well, we share the common love of artwork.
Yeah, of course, and you're all down there. You're all your neighbours.
Yes.
You know, and there's a lot of traffic, of course. People get the passport.
Yes, Passport to the Arts. That permits visitors to visit all three shows as many times as they want for one low price. And the passport also includes a single day of parking at the Act 5 parking lot.
Oh, that's handy.
Terrific value.
Yeah.
$24, you use it all season long.
Right, that's great. I've got people coming into town. I've got my mum's coming soon.
Ooh!
So I'm going to get her one of those and then she can,
What
you know,
a good son.
Well, it just makes sense. It just makes financial sense.
It does.
You know, she's going to want to go from festival to festival and
Absolutely.
Watch me play at one and then come to another one and then goes, you know, and she loves the art affair very much. That's
good.
The, you know, because nice
like
for her to
that.
Sit and chill out there. So, and get a little bite to eat at, is it Tivoli?
Tivoli 2,
Tivoli
yes,
2, yeah, she loves that. So, that's coming up. I better get myself organised. Better tidy the house, actually.
Good luck with that.
So these are important. There's their single events. Then there's the regular stuff that you do, you know, throughout the summer you've always been doing. It's a juried festival, so people are, you know, they have to be good to come in and they have to be juried by their peers
yes.
to get in.
Yes, I should also mention, too, one of the unique things about Art Affair is that it is open to artists that are local, national, and international.
Yeah.
And we have artists this year, excuse me, from all over the world. We have artists from South Korea, Bulgaria, Mexico, Cambodia, the UK, Russia, Iran, Poland, Egypt, Vietnam. I could go on and on and on.
That's everywhere.
Great diversity.
Yeah.
Great diversity.
That's really cool. Very interesting.
Yeah.
You've got workshops.
Yes. Adult workshops, 7 days a week. It covers all different topics from watercolor. We have three watercolor workshops. Gourds. Let's see what else. We have watercolor. We have oils and...
They've got acrylic and clay sculpting, it
clay
says here.
Clay sculpture. I can't
Three
forget
different
that.
Classes of watercolor, too.
Yes.
But it's really diverse and interesting.
Oh, it is. There's always something going
on. I can't take the plunge. I would love to be able to hold a paintbrush.
Come on,
I don't
over.
Know if I'm very... Do you think I should come and do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe we should make a thing of it.
Absolutely. I think you should. It's a wonderful program, and visitors who come and take these classes always walk away with a smile on their face.
Do you know what? I'll take the challenge. I'm playing there on, when am I playing? Sunday this week, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's have a look. Yeah, Sunday at noon, I'm playing at the Art Affair.
Are you?
All right, well, let's see if there's something going on that day. That would be good if I could do something that day. But
Absolutely.
Whenever, I think it'd be fun
it is.
For me to paint something. And maybe auction it off or whatever.
Absolutely. I think that would be a wonderful thing.
And maybe give the money to charity or to the Friendship Shelter or, I don't know, think about it.
Let's see. Sunday, if I can give a plug to our wonderful Robin Wethy Altman, she's teaching a watercolor class.
Right. What
Sunday's
time?
Sunday's from June 26th through August 21st. I believe there's two. There's one that starts in the morning. There's another that will go all day. And anybody who's interested in these classes can call the Art Affair office or they can contact the website.
I'm interested. Will you write my name down and tell them I'm coming on Sunday? I'm going to do a watercolor class in my breaks.
It would be my pleasure,
it's
sir.
It's a good idea.
Absolutely.
I watched a thing. You know, there's an art critic called Waldemar Januszak. I'm not saying his name right.
Easy for you.
Yeah, I know. He's Polish. He's British, but he's Polish. He's a Polish family.
Okay.
And he's brilliant. Uh-huh. And he does these TV documentaries. People know that I watch stupid documentaries all day long. And I just watched a thing on Rococo. That whole Rococo era of painting.
Ooh.
And it was just blew my mind. I'm like, God, I really would love to be able to do that sort of thing. It's very creative. Mm. All right, so Sunday I'm going to do that.
Sweet.
At the Art Fair. And then, of course, there's live entertainment, as I say, Thursdays through Sundays. And the details, again, can all be found at art-a-fair.com. Right, as simple as that. Very good. Yeah, cool. Good luck with the fair this year and sell lots of art
Absolutely.
To lots of people.
I would be very happy to, especially since that Golden Celebration is coming up. And again, anyone who spends $200 in artwork through the Art Affair sales booth will have their name entered in the drawing for $500.
When do you do the drawing?
I believe the drawing's at 7 p.m. The celebration runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the third Sunday, the August
13th.
I should mention that the winner needs to be present on the grounds to win.
Right.
Always a catch.
You get the golden ticket, and that's $500 worth of art.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty darn cool.
I wish I could win it.
Well, you can now. I'm afraid the board of directors and artists are not included in the blah, blah, blah.
Yes, whatever. That might be frowned upon.
Probably true. All right, Nancy Rue, thanks for coming in. It's been very nice. And the podcast of this discussion will be at kx935.com very, very soon.
Thank you so much, Jason. It was my pleasure.
Absolutely. Take care. Have fun.
Thank you.